You know, it's really amazing when I started doing research in this whole field that I discovered that in ancient mystical systems, such as practiced in the Vedas of ancient India, or is written in the Bhagavad Gita, the notion of time travel is not so mysterious. For example, in the Bhagavad Gita, they have a term which they call kala, which means eternal time. And according to their tradition, the Vedic tradition, Lord Brahma, the great lord of all, the four-headed cosmic engineer, I guess, of the whole universe, lives in a body that is very subtle. And because he is made of primarily in intelligence, and he lives for the duration of this universe, the equivalent of something like 311 trillion of our years, which seems to him to be only 100 of his years from, you know, he's already doing relativity theory. From his viewpoint, 311 trillion years is an eternity. But from the point of view of Lord Vishnu, the original cause of the material creation, that's the time it takes him, Vishnu, to just exhale one breath. Wow, 311 trillion years in one breath. When Vishnu exhales, all the universes come out of the pores of his skin in seed-like forms, and then they develop and they grow. And when he inhales, all the universes come right back into him again. Well, what a trip. Every drop of perspiration is a universe. That isn't so far out when we begin to look at what our current thinking about how a universe is formed, that there may be alternate parallel realities. In fact, we're going to be talking about parallel universes in this program. It isn't as far out as you might think. So the purpose of cosmic creation is to accommodate those souls who want to become Krishna. Oh, wow. These are the guys or the gals or the people that want to become the supreme enjoyers or the proprietors of everything. I mean, wow, what an ambition that is. Since the constitutional position of everyone is supposed to be subordinate to God, it's really not possible to compete with them. I mean, after all, it's the big to-do. So Krishna makes the impossible a possibility. But not really. He creates an illusion called the material world. I'm just a spirit in the material world, where we may forget him and enjoy the illusorial world as if we were controllers of it for some, what we consider to be, lifetime, which for Krishna and Vishnu and Brahma is not even worth the sweat of their brow. Time I am, the Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita. Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds. Under this influence, eternal time, cosmic manifestation, is created, maintained, and then annihilated at regular intervals. Think of yourself being that for a moment. You're the great Lord. With every clap of your hand, universe is born, and with a clap, it's annihilated. That's the power that we're dealing with in eternal time. Well, time certainly passes differently from the cosmic point of view. I mean, this Brahma lives for 100 years, but his 12 hours consist of 1,000 cycles of four ages, or yugas, called Satya, Trita, Dwapara, Kali. I don't know if I have this pronounced right. And each a single cycle of Kali, which is the shortest, a yuga, corresponds to 4,320,000 solar years. I mean, I don't know where these guys came up with these numbers so many long years ago, but they did. The duration of life of 100 years in the present Kali Age, 1,000 years in Dwapara Yuga, the 10,000 in Trita Yuga, and the 100,000 in Satya Yuga. My God, I mean, my God, literally. How does one come up with these numbers? They're amazingly parallel to things we come up with in theoretical physics. But we weren't smart enough to figure that stuff out until Einstein came on the scene and said time is relative. Okay, so here we are in a different view of time. And from this cosmic point of view, the floating mind point of view that I presented to you earlier in this session, is really where I want to get your mind to be as we contemplate this thing we call cheating time. What does it mean to cheat time? What it means is to break through the illusion that you're stuck in it. If you can break through the illusion that you're stuck in time, you're cheating it. And if you're cheating it, you're traveling through it as if in another dimension.